Warm temperatures have depleted Alaska's snowpack and melted river ice. Residents of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have noticed more open water in recent weeks. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
It's not technically breakup, but in many places, it sure looks and feels like it. George Bright Sr. is a VPSO in Good News Bay. He woke up Monday morning and saw open water.
I mean, it's like springtime, yeah? Open water.
He says Good News Bay and all three rivers that combine and empty into the bay are open.
The news just spread, so we might have some people going out seal hunting, maybe going up river and seining for trouts, stuff like that, yeah.
James Charles lives in Tuntutuliak. He says there's open water in front of Tuntutuliak Slough from Hellamick Point on down to the mouth of the river.
It usually freezes by this time and has been frozen by December, January, but this time it's open all the way.
He says people are not traveling by snow machine on the river, but are going on a tundra trail instead. He says high tides are leading to some extensive overflow in low areas. Scott Lindsay is a hydrologist for the Alaska Pacific River Forecast Center. He says the warm temperatures and rain are certainly unusual, but the Kuskokwim as a whole is not immediately at risk of breaking up.
In order to really get breakup going, we'd have to have either a big rainfall event like we had several years ago, or temperatures where you had above freezing up to higher elevations. You know, there's still a lot of snow up in the mountains, and in order to start breakup to really push down the river, you'd have to get a push of snow melt coming from the mountains, and I don't anticipate that that's going to happen right now.
Bethel can expect above normal temperatures throughout the week, with highs above freezing through Friday. For KYUK, I'm Ben Matheson.